Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. You are live with Apostle John L. Solomon, the Lion Among Lions in the Lion's Den. It's my purpose today to bring you strength. Strength from the Lion's Den is a compelling talk show that discusses life's difficult situations and celebrates our accomplishments through interviews on relevant topics, important issues, and empowerment from a biblical perspective. The Lion's Den will bring you the energy of encouragement, transcendent godly wisdom, the efficacy of knowledge and education, and primarily strength to the victorious and weary in life from the sourcehood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So go ahead and let's just roar a little bit. Get your roar on. Roar for your victory. Roar for your power. Roar for your deliverance. Roar for your prosperity. Roar. All right. Big brother, I hear you roaring. We're excited today. We have coming up with us today. Well, that line is really getting it in today. Go ahead. That line is hungry. Listen, We're excited today to bring you the Lion's Den once again. Listen, tonight we want to talk about lights, camera, action. We're talking about the director's cut. You ever wonder what it's like to direct, other actors, star in, and produce your movie? No stress, no pressure, no problem, right? You just do it. Well, I'm going to tell you, it takes a big person to make a big event. So tonight we have a special guest with us, Mr. Lamarck Bishop. Well, he's with us in spirit right now, but we look for him to be coming on any minute. Big brother, I have with me tonight my co-host, a community leader and businessman who is one of a kind when it comes to cultivating talent and helping people to advance to the next level. He encourages them to find and develop a relationship with God and a pathway to reach their goals. His tenure in the Tampa Bay community includes working with Tampa General Hospital, Metropolitan Ministries, and several network marketing companies. He has worked to improve the lives of others as well as his own through multiple business ventures that support team building, professional development, and community involvement. Through these companies, he's impacted the lives of so many individuals, including my own, and he plans to continue doing so. He's the founder and CEO of Reed's Moving and Hauling and PTR Incorporated, LLC. He's my six-figure big brother, Mr. CEO, Philip T. Reed Sr.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God bless you, brother. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. Feeling like gravy flowing all through the speakers.
Come on here. Listen, come on here.
Well, tonight the subject is the director's cut. Well, until our guest arrives, we're going to take a look at movies that may have impacted your life, because somewhere along the line, you saw a movie that made you laugh, it made you cry, it made you think about who you are, what you were doing, and where you were at. So as we discuss this for a minute, just walk with us, because we're still going to encourage you. We still want to inspire you. We still want to motivate you, because sometimes we may just chill and look at a flick just to get our hair right, just to some leisure, and then end up changing our lives. I know one movie that changed my life. You know it. Because every time I think about asking people questions, and, you know, you want good, honest answers.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
I see a lot of people can't handle the truth, but, and then every now and then, sometimes something is said, and you're like, you know what? I can't handle that right now. But once you look, once you go in retrospect, hindsight, and you look at what was said and you evaluate, you say, you know what? I got to swallow that dose of truth if I'm going to change. I got to swallow that dose of truth if I'm going to move forward in my life and, you know, make some things happen. So I got to be able to handle the truth. You know what I'm saying, big brother?
Yeah, and that's a strong one. I mean, you love it, I love it both, because it talks about truth, and a lot of times we've been given somebody else's truth to make our own reality. So when you're able to face your own truth, you can begin to have your own reality. And we know, bottom line, the Word of God is the truth that we need. So we can go to, you know, I remember early in my days, I didn't read any other book but the Bible, because I was understanding it was not pimping, can I say that? I'm sorry. But they were trying to utilize the Word and reframe it, but I took the scriptures out. So I grew and developed. So I read other books now. But yes, truth is the Word of God ultimately, and that's what we need in our life, no doubt.
Big brother, what movie impacted you? You know,
well, believe it or not, Top Gun. Top Gun was one of my favorite movies. Okay. I guess we're both that Tom Cruise guy. And how do you take adversity, and turn it around when you create the adversity? You know, he was talented, he was good looking, he had it all going on. But they said every time he get in the air, he was fighting a ghost. You know,
you talking about me? Oh, wait. Oh, you're talking about Tom Cruise. No. Go ahead.
The other. and he was fighting until it cost his friend his life to kind of finally get it. Life is a little bit more serious, and you got to take it serious. Even though you're talented, you got the skills, there's still some order that we got to follow and some disciplines we must maintain.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, because he was they thought he was like a loose cannon. That's why they called him Maverick, because it's like he didn't have no plan. He just flew by the seat of his pants, no pun intended. But and sometimes people are like that. We see people, we're like, okay, they don't have no organization in their life. They don't have it together. Something me and my wife say around the house, like, hey, look, get your life together. You know, we said to each other, you know, because sometimes you get discombobulated. Sometimes you get disorganized or defragmented. You're like, okay, what am I going to do? What am I doing? And, you know, those are times when you have to just sit back and say, wait a minute, let me go through my mind and get some stuff in order. I remember reading an article once about Ted Turner, and he was saying how he needs at least an hour just to think. You know, hours of time just to think. And for the believer, that's that time of meditation and then that time of prayer to just let God download some truths into your life, download some instructions into your life. Because sometimes you can be so busy, you can get ahead of God. No, you can get ahead of yourself. You out here doing it. You out here doing everything. And what's that? You're doing a lot of activity, but you're not making any progress. So that's why I have to catch myself and say, hold up. Hold up, Mr. Solomon, you're doing a lot of activity, you're doing a lot of things, but are you progressing? Are you progressing towards your goals? Are you still hinged to your values? Are you doing what needs to be done right now? You know, because sometimes I can look and see the future, and I start preparing and doing this. You're like, I got to take out the trash, the garbage truck coming tomorrow. You know, I'm like, I'm so into the future that I got to have to remember to do the things that I need to do today. And with that being said, that's one thing we have to do. When I think about movies, one movie was telling this man, he said, ground yourself in the moment. Sometimes you have to capture the beauty of a moment. One thing I was just reflecting to myself was that sometimes our expectations exceed our reality. You have an expectation, so you're imposing what you expect on an event. You're imposing what you expect on a situation, but in reality, you have to sometimes stop and say, what's really here? What am I really dealing with? You know, I know faith is the substance of things hoped for, and we speak faith and we talk faith, and we're going to continue to do so. But at the same time, we have to look at the bottom line at times. We have to look at it and say, okay, what's really here? So I see what I see so that I know what my faith is projecting, you know. So while I'm living in a realm of faith, I also see a physical fundamental reality of a situation without being oblivious to that particular thing. The lion's telling us to wake up. He said, wake up and smell the coffee. But tonight, listen, we're talking about the director's cut, you know. So when you look at a movie, let's put your life on the big screen. Your life is a movie. Ain't talking about a reality show, because I know some of us live some reality show-ish lives, you know. And sometimes it gets, some people, they thick with the drama. But sometimes you look at the big screen of your life, because we're telling a story. We're telling a story with our life. We're telling a story with our life. Do you agree, big brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you said it so real. The fact that sometimes we got to understand it's only just a movie. And when you leave the movie, yes, it takes you away for a couple of hours. But, yeah, once the movie is over, you have to go back to your reality. So there's nothing wrong with getting away and dreaming and sometimes fantasizing in so many words to say, wow, you know, the white picket fence, the house, the wife, the dog, the two kids, you know, but my life isn't as such or so. So you got to take something. See, you take a part from the movie that could inspire you. Then, yeah, go back and make changes in your life if that's what you want. You want a white picket fence and yours is blue, then paint it white. Wonderful. But understand that it's only just a movie, and that your life can be even better than a movie, and it's not cut, it's over. But you can really live it on if you get some fundamentals going on.
That's it, man. That's it. All right, y'all. Y'all hold on. We're going to be right back. We're going to cut to a commercial break. Y'all stay with us. Your strength from the lion's den. I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon. Got my co-host, my big brother, Mr. CEO Philip Reed. We'll be right back. Y'all hold on.
Have you priced commercials lately? Advertising can truly break your budget. At Win, we eliminate the most common hurdle to advertising. Advertise with Win to reach potential customers locally, nationally, and internationally for as low as $150. Yes, that's right, $150 per commercial. We Inspire Network Radio is a new and rapidly growing online radio network that boasts of dynamic seasoned show hosts who are drawing audiences from across the nation and abroad. Africa, Australia, Scotland, Canada, just to name a few. We also have the technical capabilities to advertise your products and services through sound bites, slideshows, and more. No long-term contracts. You pay per show. Advertise on Win, and you are sure to be a winner. For more information, call us 201-477-0469. Email Annie Bell at wealthmanagement-fs.org.
True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you, sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already. That itch that you have to be whatever it is you want to be, in front of the camera, on the stage, behind the stage, that itch, that desire for good is God's proof to you, sent already to indicate that it's yours. You already have it. And we all have that unique gift to go out, touch people, to affect people, understand that gift, protect that gift, appreciate that gift, utilize that gift, don't abuse that gift, treasure it. You have it. You already have it.
All right. Listen, we are back inside Strength from the Lion's Den, the director's cut. I'm your host, Apostle John L. Solomon, my big brother, CEO, Mr. CEO, Philip Reed, and we were talking about some movies. Man, we was doing it. We was directing and acting and everything in just a few minutes. But guess what? We got a special guest here for you tonight. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. Where he attended Peytonville High and Harristown University. It wasn't until 2003 when he began to write short stories that he recognized his craft. His writing led to acting, and from there his journey began. In 2004, he attended the Bowling Green Independent Acting Corporation, where he perfected his skills as an artist. He was cast in his first stage play, Son of God, as Pontius Pilate, the judge in the Crucifixion of Jesus. Excuse me. The role earned great reviews throughout the St. Louis community and regional success, and opened doors for several other productions, such as His Image and In the Meantime. He was cast in several other plays over the next few years and landed a starring role as Arman in Alicia Hammer's much-anticipated stage play, What a Man Wants. His star continued to rise as he was cast in more productions such as The Wake Up Call, How Did I Get Here, A Gospel Little Christmas, and the Lady Loves Me. He would go on to be cast in the movie Every Lie You Tell and Real Love, a modern-day Romeo and Juliet story. A year later, he took his talents to Atlanta, Georgia, to further his career as an actor. Now, in January of this year, we witnessed the releasing of his feature film, Deceptive Heart, which he wrote, starred in, directed, and co-produced. Currently, he has several other projects in the works. He is esteemed as a true professional in his craft, and, of course, the sky is no limit. It is just the beginning for this actor, writer, director, and producer, the limitless Mr. Lamarck Bishop. Man, we're glad to have you here today.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. I got my big brother on with me, Mr. CEO, Philip Reed.
Hey,
how's it going?
All right, sir.
Good. All right. Bishop, we got a little something for you because we know you was you was doing your thing.
Man,
so
when I was
through,
how to make a few bands on my side. Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? Hey, why me walk through? How to make a few bands on the road too? How to make a few bands on the road too? People don't know now, I don't talk to.
Okay, we ain't got a few bands, but we know you walking through.
Yeah.
Bishop, we're going to jump on in. Hey, do you have a constant philosophy for life, or does it fluctuate as you get younger, older, younger?
I was going to stick with younger. Shoot.
I agree.
I was going to stick with younger. But
go right ahead.
There is one in particular that I adopted not very long ago. I came across something. And I kind of made it my own, and it's just a little saying. It basically says, when I stand before God at the end of my life, I hope that I wouldn't have a single bit of talent left, not one drop. Mm-hmm. And then I could say to Him, I used everything You gave me.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
So,
that's powerful. That's a powerful message and a statement to have. How did you get your upstart in your breakthrough in the industry?
Well, like I said, I started with short stories, and then that turned into the stage plays, and it went from there. But I would say the one that really got me going was Deceptive Heart, and everything that came along with that. Everything that I say. Every success in my life, everything that I've touched that's been good, bad, or indifferent, there's a story behind it. So I would say, for Deceptive Heart was definitely the breakthrough for me.
That's good, man. I wanted to ask about that one. What was the inspiration behind Deceptive Heart?
So you know how when you are a child, I can't speak for anybody else, but when I was a young man. Mm-hmm. A little boy, rather, while the other kids were outside playing and doing their thing and whatnot, I was in front of a TV. Now, I say that loosely because, you know, I don't want anybody to think that that's, you know, a bad thing.
Right.
But, you know, but it is, it, you know, it was what it was. You know, it was what it was. And I had the ability to to just create anything, any type of imaginative story, or put myself in a place. Prime example, I was Luke Skywalker. I was okay. Buck Rogers. You know, I was even I was these individuals. And when I started writing short stories, by the way, they were Christian short stories, and I had no idea that this ability was there. But I had the unfortunate pleasure of visiting a place that no man should ever visit, and y'all know what language I'm speaking. We don't have to go there, but
what you're talking about.
Okay, so while I was there, we'll just call it vacation.
Okay.
While I was there, I started doing that, and I'm like, wow, I had no idea that I could, you know, do this writing thing. So it went from there, and when I got here to Georgia, a good friend of mine said that, you know, if you want these casting agencies to take you serious, you're going to have to get a reel together. So the footage that I had, it wasn't great. And so
okay.
he was like, you want me to write it? Absolutely not. All I needed was a computer and some good music, and I was off. Deceptive Heart actually started just like that as a reel. And I just conjured up everything that I've ever seen, that I've ever heard, and the whole nine, and there it was, Deceptive Heart.
Man, I'm gonna tell you, it was a powerful movie. The ending was crazy, and man, we was blessed to be there. And then them action scenes, man, you do your own stunts, and you know that was some, that action was something. My big brother, he's a stunt man.
Oh, okay.
No, but hey, but when you were saying about childhood friends, I had a childhood friend by the name of HBO. And I saw a movie called Blazing Saddles, and Sheriff Buford T. That was my man there, boy. So, hey, Bishop, what are some of the challenges you face in making your productions?
Say that one more time.
What are some of the challenges you face in making your productions and movies?
Oh, wow. I guess so. The biggest thing here, as far as movie making, film making, the biggest thing. Is finances.
Okay.
And if you are blessed and fortunate to come to get around some good people who are into your vision and your project, then you win in completely. Movie making is not cheap. And
it's not so much as
making the movie itself, it's getting it into post production, your editing and whatnot. Prior to that, there are several variables that have to be taken care of. I.e., if you want quality, then you have to pay for some of that. You know, everybody in my mind can act. You know, everybody can. But the difference is, if you're a good actor or not, there's a difference. So if somebody say I can act, I believe you. I believe you 150%.
Okay.
Now, you tell me.
Because you know, Bishop, you know a lot of people think they can act. A lot of folks think they can.
Hey, I'm not listening. I hear it every day. I can act, and I'm like, I believe you. I believe you wholeheartedly.
Okay.
But are you a good actor? Is what I'm saying. Are you a good actor? And so that's a variable. Location, you know, and again, nothing comes free, and so you have to.
That budget is important.
Certain things, yeah, it is. it is. But I was fortunate. I was fortunate to do Deceptive Heart with what I had, so with a little help. So, you know, we got what we got. It wasn't, in my opinion, I'm not, you're never going to hear me talk about something that's mine. That ain't happening. But had I had $1 million and you saw what you saw, John, come on.
Brother,
come on, man.
It would have been Wakanda. It sure felt like. Hey, but you know what's that? What's that? Big brother, what's that quote said? We've done so much for so long with so little. We're not qualified to do anything with nothing. You know,
right?
Make some magic.
Yes, sir.
Bishop, what do you see as what would be your greatest accomplishments in your career and as a man? Or they second, you know,
in my career, I set a goal, and I won't sleep until I get it.
Okay.
I'm gonna win a Golden Globe.
It is
what it is.
Hey, you heard it here first. You didn't hear it here first, but you heard it tonight. I'm straight from the line then. Record it, tape it, quote it. We're going to be right there. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I am going to win a Golden Globe. And that's career. That's my career. As far as my life, you know, I'm not looking to be quote-unquote famous. I'm not trying to be popular. I just want to put out good content and make people happy. Show them a good time when they come see these projects that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Just my thing is just giving good quality products. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because today, man, it's so much junk. You know?
Boy. And it's sales. That's that's the thing. Is the market that can you just catch on to what people want? Do you get like a sense of that, or do you just create your art?
I do. I look around and I read the news. I mean, I watch the news and just different programs and just how the world is going today. I see it. You know. I don't think I have to dive into what really floats individuals' boats these days. We know. Come on. It's been selling since the beginning of time. You know a language I'm speaking.
We know what you're talking about.
But I refuse. Mm-hmm. I refuse to go down that lane. When you watched the step before, not one time did you see what was selling. You may have saw a towel. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right.
You may have saw a brassiere, but it was in taste. Mm-hmm. You know.
That's right.
But you'll never see me resort to that.
Because you know that their sex sales, controversy sales, and a whole lot of other stuff you can go down the road with. You're absolutely right.
I think drama is exactly that, the drama. And it's nothing wrong with any drama. I think, but if you can give people a different type of drama, i.e., how about a drama with no drugs? How about that? How about a drama with no killing? How about a drama that shows us people that look like you and me in a completely different light? Suits, power suits. Power attorneys, power judges, things of that nature.
That's probably we need more of those images too.
If I got anything to say about it, it's coming.
All right, brother, it's coming. Hey, y'all, listen. We were a powerful individual. We're talking about Mr. Lamarck Bishop, of course, my brother, Mr. CEO. We on the line. We're talking about the director's cut. We're gonna break for a quick commercial. We'll be right back. Y'all, hold on.
Hello, everybody. My name is Minister Annie Bell, and I am the host of iRain Blog Talk Radio Show, where we endeavor to bring talk therapy to survivors of child abuse, sex trafficking, and other traumas, as well as being the vehicle by which we use to bring awareness and resources to the community to aid in the prevention of these abuses. iRain, which is a declarative acronym for the individual survivor, that means I identify myself as a survivor, no longer a victim. R, reclaim my life. E, excel at living. I, illuminate the dark. G, grow in Christ. and N, nurture myself and others. This declarative acronym has developed into a victorious lifestyle brand that empowers and aids in the healing journey of our survivors of abuse, sex trafficking, and other trauma. I have also written a book entitled with a namesake, I Reign, A Survivor's Guide to Thrive, which is now available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. Pick up your copy today and join me every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. here on We Inspire Network Radio, where together, through God, we win. If we endure, we shall reign with Him.
Ask that you give us the vision, the sight, and the speed and power to make it through this mission. All the airmen say, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane to the last bullet to the last minute to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
Yeah, we fight. Hey. We're back here with Apostle John F. Robinson, straight from the Lions, being the director's cut. Tonight, me and my big brother, Mr. CEO, we're talking to Mr. Lamarck Bishop, actor, writer, director, producer. Man, you do it all. You go do your Eddie Murphy when you're doing all the characters, Bishop.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. I got a few in my repertoire now. Come on.
All right, man.
You heard? Okay, now I'm gonna let's see if I can get a Lions Den open. Okay, here we go. Hold on. We are back here at the Lions Den with the Hour of Power. I am your co-host and director of the people here today with John Solomon. We are proud people of the individualities that John and the Lions Den had taught us. So we will take a quick commercial break to pay a couple of bills that we haven't paid. We will be back in Jesus' name. I am Al Sharpton. I love you. Good evening. Good day and good night. I will see you in Ferguson, New York City, Philadelphia, Baton Rouge, and Toledo. Good night and good day to all. Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Diamond, Cupid, Papa Smurf, good night.
Go ahead, man. Brother, nah. Hey, we put on a resume. We had Al Sharpton to show up as well.
Right.
That was good, man. Bishop, you direct, you put so many people on. How do you keep the success from going to your head? You know, becoming. You know, like a diva, you know. We know a lot of divas, you know.
Men and women,
you know.
my grandfather, rest his soul, he was the epitome of humility. And I don't know if you know this, but if you are around somebody for a long period of time, something like that rubs off on you. I didn't grow up with quarters in my pocket. But if I had two quarters in my pocket right now, I would be the same. I am one of the most humble people that I know, and I'm not tooting my own horn.
Man, we hear it.
Success to me is a beautiful thing, John. It is. Am I saying to you I don't want to be? Absolutely not. I do want to be successful. I'm not looking to be popular or famous. Successful is enough for me, just to be and to live comfortable. If I'm blessed with $100 million and you call me and say, hey, do the Lions Den, I might be 5 minutes late, but I'm going to do the Lions Den.
Go ahead, man.
You know,
brother, well, we definitely honor that, man. And we definitely honor humility, too, man. It's a blessing to be there because it means a lot. what people or events brought the best out in you? And on the flip side, what people or events brought sort of some negative appearances out?
So I believe that for a long time I allowed what people thought of me. Mm-hmm. I allowed that to consume me. I really did. Mm-hmm. But I have this story now. I go by this model, and I'm gonna make it rated G for Lion's Den Oil. About that. Okay.
We're family friendly tonight, but next time. Go ahead.
Okay.
Man.
Okay. So in life, we all have this bucket. Okay. And inside this bucket is a four letter word. You follow me. Okay. And eventually, throughout life, you give what's inside the bucket, you give them out. You keep giving those out. And then as you get older, you realize, come on now. You realize, you know what, I'm running out. So I need to stop giving to these people. Y'all following me? So you stop giving. You stop giving those away because really those are precious. And so that's what I stopped doing. I stopped giving those out. Okay, I just stopped. It wasn't adding anything to my life to keep giving them out. Okay,
mm-hmm. I like how you put that, man.
yeah. So the next time somebody cut you off, the next time somebody wrong you, don't give them one. they are not worth what they do. They're not. I'm just saying. And as far as what adds is exactly what happened on January 28th. I heard just so much positive feedback. So what that does to me is lets me know that I have something, and it is recognized, it is appreciated, and it's enjoyed, and that's enough for me.
Yeah, it was tremendous energy in the place, man, and it was a lot of positive feedback that meant a lot. It said a lot too, and the movie was great. It was great. When I think about something, they always say life imitates art, or does art imitate life? Big brother, you got anything on that?
Well, I'm a firm believer that everything images after itself, and we glean to stuff and we cling to stuff, and that's why image is so important. And I like what Bishop was saying as far as he takes responsibility in the images he projects out. Mm-hmm. He said he don't have to go low to project a good image or good quality movie. And that's so important because we do look to stuff for encouragement and enlightenment, like we have no hope. But if that's what it is, he's taking the responsibility. And I appreciate him for taking that stand, because I'm quite sure a lot more money is on the other side of through. And he just said, hey, not me, not I, because I know I'm going to have to give an account for that also. So hats off and thumbs up to my brother for really, picking up the banner and in the next movie he features, and if I happen to be his stuntman, I'll represent him more.
Listen, let me tell you something. I am all about giving opportunities. I just believe that if you pay it forward, it'll come back
for sure.
Yeah, that's powerful. We had Troy and Misha on the show several weeks ago, and they really talked about helping people and looking out and pulling others up, but they also alluded to one instance where there are people that would want to take advantage of you, take advantage of your, of your kindness, of your good graces. Have you experienced that along your path?
Yeah. What was that question, John? You were just making a statement.
No, that was a question I was saying. That, you know, have you experienced people trying to take advantage of you based on your position and what you do? Yeah,
absolutely. And it's everyone who's out there listening, and you can hear my voice, know that if you come here with your dream, somebody gonna try to get you. It is what it is, and I got a couple of times.
And they that's it. It's like everybody get TLC in the beginning.
TLC.
You know how Pebbles did them with their contract.
Yeah. Everybody get TLC. I mean, if it's not, let me tell you something. I came here with my nose wide open because I was so hungry. And there's a difference between being hungry and thirsty. My executive producer shared this with me. She said, you know, if you're hungry, you'll grind. You know, you'll hit the pavement. You'll hit these auditions and so forth. But when you're thirsty, you'll do whatever. Whatever comes your way, you're going to do it, you know. When you're thirsty, you mess around and blow your money. You mess around and let people scam you. And it's just it's a horrible feeling. But yes, I have experienced that. I got here and I was part of a group. The individual that ran the group gave false promises and false dreams, and it was nothing like that. But I have to thank that individual as well, because had it not been for that individual, I would not. Everything, I believe, is a circle, and everybody is connected through somebody. And had I not met that individual and those things happen, I would not have met some of the people who've helped me tremendously get to where I am today. So for that, I thank that individual for.
Yes, indeed. Big Brother, he mentioned, he said that word grind and hustle. You want to elaborate for a minute on that grind?
It's real, you know, and what I love about it and what people should realize is that any area that you choose, so everybody's not going to be an actor. Like you say, everybody can't act. Straight shot from the director. But you do have a gift. You do have a calling. You do have something that God has given you. And once we truly understand that's where our wealth is, my goodness, there'll be an explosion in every community, every age group. And they talk about the millennials. They're finding out their niche early in this game. In this game called life, and they're succeeding well. They're coming up with apps and making themselves millionaires. They're dropping out of college, but they're becoming financially secure and following their dream and pursuing that gift that's been given. So once again, I encourage him. I appreciate him, and there's yet hope for me.
Big Brother, what can't you do, man? Get out of here. Bishop, how do you pick yourself up after you maybe a perceived failure, or maybe when you hit what might be a slump or something?
Oh man, I got this. I got this daddy, man, and he is a comforter. He is a he's a provider. He's Elohim. He's El Shaddai. Like my big mama, rest her soul, used to say, he's a bridge over troubled water. He's a midnight rider.
Brother, yes, sir.
Yeah, my daddy's something else, man. You know,
brother.
He correct me when I'm wrong. But you know what? Two things for certain. One thing for sure. My daddy loved me unconditionally, man. And,
man, you speak. That's it. That's real.
He refuses to. He refuses for me to suffer. He refuses for me to beat myself up. And I'm gonna tell you this, and I'm not exaggerating. My daddy saved my life one time. Actually, he saved my life every day. But this one particular time, he saved my life. And I was trying to figure out, you know, why he did that, you know. And he did that so I could be right here on this day, at this time, telling y'all how good my daddy is.
Man, brother, that's powerful. My God. Yeah. Listen, y'all, we're gonna go to our final commercial. We're gonna come back and we're gonna finish it off. It's been a blessing here, Strengthened from the Lion's Den, with Mr. Lamarck Bishop, the director's cut, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, of course, your host, Apostle John L. Solomon. Y'all hold on, we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Minister Lloyd Bell Jr., CEO of We Inspire Network Radio.
God bless you, and I am Minister Annie Bell, the COO of We Inspire Network Radio. We had you, our listeners, in mind when we created We Inspire Network Radio, or as we like to call it, WIN Radio.
We incorporated your thoughts and opinions to ensure that our programming will embody true inspiration.
And we will continue to bring relevant and heartfelt shows that cater to the needs and wants of our growing listener base.
Please, subscribe to our network so that you can stay connected.
Join us here every week,
where together, through God, we win.
A lion leads. It's about having the courage to stand and fight for your life, having the strength to go bravely in your own direction, even if others walk away. You tread your own path. Only you know what's best for you. Only you know what path to take. Only you know your courage, your strength, your heart. Everyone has the heart of the lion inside of them. Let it out. Let it scream out of you. Like the lion, unleash the beast in you.
All right, we are back, straight from the Lion's Den. I'm your host, Apostle John F. Solomon. We're talking to Mr. Lamarck Bishop, the director's cut, Mr. CEO Philip Reed, Chai Don. Listen, man, I just thank you for taking this time to be with us, man. You are a powerful individual. We thank God for you.
That's a problem, sir.
Hey, and before the show, we were talking about a few movies that we like that may have changed our lives. And you told us you got a repertoire of them. What movies that you watched along the way that kind of hit you in the gut, you know, that kind of changed you or touched you in a phenomenal way?
Oh, wow. Man, dude. We finna be all night. How much more time? I'll just shoot a couple from the dome. I don't know. So Robin Williams is one of my all time favorite comedians, okay. Rest his soul.
Yeah.
And he had a movie called The World According to Garp.
Mm-hmm.
You ever get opportunity?
I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ever get opportunity? Mm-hmm. Check that out. The World According to Garp.
Didn't he suffer an injury in that movie?
He suffered. Yeah.
Okay. I remember it now.
So the movie ended, and you didn't know if he survived or if he died.
Right.
So that's
right.
One. That's one. Another for me, you know, I am a Eddie Murphy fan.
All right.
I enjoyed Trading Places.
Uh-huh.
I am an Alfred Hitchcock fan. I enjoyed North by Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that Denzel puts his hands on, he's got my vote.
Ain't got
nothing on me.
Go on.
Right. But that was pretty good.
Look at auditioning,
good.
Man.
You gotta take the shot when you get it, bro. You gotta take the shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Glory was definitely one of my all time favorites as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good, man. That's powerful. Well, everybody know mine, you know, But it's just one particular scene. You know, when they say you can't handle the truth, that was just, that just did something to me. But there was another, that was another line from that movie. That,
you don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Yeah, that's what I have to say sometimes when I get mad with folks, you know. You want me on this
wall. Right. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. But, hey, man, we're getting ready to close. We got about 10 minutes. We're going to wrap up in a little bit. But we know some people. How do you feel about people going? You've already told us about the dream, the opportunity. But there's some people who they hit rough spots, and they give up, they quit. They think it's too late. They think it's over. I want y'all to just speak to those people and just minister to them. Just send them that energy, that prayer, that motivation, that confidence, that word that will – you know, help kickstart them. I'm going to start with you, big brother, if you could just share for a few minutes.
Yeah, not a problem. My pleasure. Family, however you're listening, just know it's not over until it's over. I was hearing a song coming in. It ain't over until God says that it's over. But the victory is already won. The battle is won. We turn to the back of the book. Stop struggling through the book, Genesis through Revelation. Get to the back of the book and realize we win. We have won. The victory is ours. So all you got to do is just live out like you haven't lost a battle in your life. And as the brother said, forgive yourself. God has already forgiven you. Forgive yourself. It's okay. And pursue that dream. I'm out here living the dream. I really am. God has been good to me. I've seen another year, and it was a phenomenal year in itself. But a revelation was given to me that my number, my age was 5 and 3, comes together as 8. Which means new beginning. So if it's a new beginning for me, I just proclaim a new beginning for everybody. Receive it. Walk in it. The past is the past. Yesterday is gone. We can't get it back. Why would you want it back? Move on. Live on. Look up. The dream is still alive in you. Nurture it. Protect it. And then begin to live it because it's yours. God bless.
All right, man. Powerful. Bishop, if you could just speak to that person, just share with them your heart, you know, encourage them.
Okay. First and foremost, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, they shall abide by the Almighty. And what that means is you as an individual are covered. Let me say this to you, brother, sister, who's under the sound of my voice. If this is in you, if this is truly, truly in you, there is no quit. There is no stop. There is no slow down. There is no retreat. There is no defeat. It's only forward. Again, I say, if this is in you, if you reach a spot and you feel like I can't do it, I've reached it, nobody has called me, none of my scripts have been looked at, my agent hasn't called me. Everybody that I talk to in this business tell me, no, I'm going to go back to my 9 to 5. Unfortunately, this was not you. But if you get doors slammed in your face, you're getting told, no, your scripts haven't been looked at and everything is going wrong, you need to clap. Because you know what? Without any struggle,
that's right,
there is no victory. How do you know if somebody is always handing it to you, what you can do? I've been told no so many times, it's not funny. And I clap every time a door is shut because it lets me know I can go harder. I can push through. And when I get there, not if I get there, but when I get there, I can stand faithful and say, you know what? I did it. I didn't quit. I didn't retreat. Why? Because it's in me. Let their rejection burn so hard that it pushes you even harder. All I got.
Man, that's powerful. Hey, y'all listening tonight, the director's cut. We just thank God for Mr. Lamarck Bishop being on here with us tonight. Mr. Bishop, what you got? What else? What you got coming up soon that you can share with us right now?
We are in negotiations right now. We are getting ready to film another suspense thriller, psychological thriller, entitled
right
Multiple.
Man, I love them. Multiple?
Multiple. I believe that you interviewed one of the lead actors in the film, Mr. Mm-hmm. Troy Etheridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we had Troy. Yeah.
Troy Etheridge, Cherry McCray, T. Key, Shotzi Cadeau, and all the way from St. Louis, Missouri, introducing the wonderful talent, multi-talented Alex J.
All right. Man, that's powerful. When we expect that to be coming out?
Prayerfully, the end of the year.
All right, man. Hey, we're going to keep it up in prayer. Hey, audience, family, we just thank God for you being here tonight. Stream from the Lion's Den, the director's cut with Mr. Lamar Bishop, my big brother, Mr. CEO, Philip Reed. Man, it's been real. Y'all give them some love. Give them some love. Show them some love. Studio audience. Yeah. Hey, please keep in mind what they said tonight. Don't give up. Don't quit. And I like what you said. When he felt them know, he would clap. Sometimes, and that's powerful. That clap, it's a wake up call to yourself. It's a wake up call to just revive your energy. Like David said, he had to encourage himself in the Lord. Sometimes you got to clap and applaud. Say, come on, keep on going. Applaud your victories. Celebrate your accomplishments. And as we were saying tonight, don't beat yourself up. We all make mistakes. Blow it. Get up. Dust yourself up and keep on going. Because you got a goal. You got a dream. You got somewhere that you need to be. And we just appreciate you. Hey, we get ready to celebrate Mother's Day this weekend. I know we didn't do a Mother's Day show this year, but hey, I got something for you on the way out. So, hey, I'm going to see y'all next week. Straight from the Lion's Den, Apostle John L. Solomon, Mr. CEO, Philip Reed. Thank you for my guest, Mr. Lamar Bishop. And y'all just keep on moving forward. Keep believing. And don't you stop. Don't you drop. And hold on to everything that God gives you, because you know it's a blessing. And you just keep on moving. All right, we love you. We'll see you next week. Bless y'all.
We know we had different daddies. The same drama when things went wrong. We blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell. Hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary. One day, running from the police. That's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen. Mama, I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.